Today on The Travel Guys.
Take a step back in time with us to the reopening of the National Pinball Museum.
Now, is a lost bus ticket worth getting tasered for? Details in the travel news.
Ed Perkins is here at 2:15 to make you a smarter traveler, touching on the latest travel scams, $1 hotel rooms, airline mergers, and more.
Let me ask you this. What's most important to you in a hotel room? The pillows, the size of the room, security in the hotel? Well, you could win a $25 dining card from Chili's for being part of our feedback segment at 2:35.
Finally, we take you to the land down under and introduce you to a local travel expert who will send you to Australia.
All that and more today on The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I'm on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. Directly across from me, we have a great lineup of some fun stuff today.
We certainly do. Certainly do. How was your week, Mr. Romano?
You know, it was very exciting. A good week. Very busy. Lots of stuff going on. Everybody trying to get kind of settled in for, after the holidays. And here's the great news. Tomorrow is a Clear Channel Company holiday, along with national holidays and so forth, as we salute Martin Luther King's birthday.
How about that? Last night I had the opportunity to join some Sports Leisure travelers on a very nice trip down to Modesto.
My old hometown.
And Ripon. We had dinner. I called it Rip-On, and you informed me that it's not
Rippin'.
It's Rippin'.
That's okay. Where did you eat in Rippin'?
Canal Street Grill.
Very
nice. Very nice dinner there. And went to see Lily Tomlin last night. And first of all, I had never been to the Gallo Center in Modesto. What a incredibly we're going to have somebody from there on the show because I think it's a wonderful facility. And if folks don't know about it, why it's really the nice thing about it is it's right next to the freeway. The parking is really easy. It's an hour and a half from Sacramento. It's a better trip than San Francisco.
And how was Lily Tomlin? She still got it?
Oh, wow. She was terrific. I don't know how old she is, but she must be well into her 60s. She has to be. I mean, I could probably look it up and tell you, but
I might think 70s.
She still does some physical stuff and moves around and does all of her characters and voices and things and stuff from her old laugh-in days. And, her career has spanned like 50 years. So she has been around a long, long time, but she is really, and she did such a wonderful show at the beginning of her show. She did probably 10 or 15 minutes of stand-up that was really personalized to last night's audience. I mean, she was talking about Modesto and Carol Channing and her husband and who live around there and some of their pet projects and the Gallo family and just things that obviously showed that she either knew these people or she had done her homework, one of the two.
Well, a lot of those particular artists, as we discussed, have their, the day with or the evening with whoever, and it's just kind of like old clips. But, boy, it sounds like a great show. She went to a lot of
hers was really pretty much her stand-up, and it was a great like I said, it was a very nice combination of old and new. I didn't know all of her characters that she shared with us last night, but, she did her telephone operator and her one-ringy-dingy, so what was it, the six-year-old, the little girl that she did and Laugh-In and all of those things. And plus she had some Q&A with the audience at the end. And it was just fun. It was just tremendously fun entertainment. And the folks at the Gallo Center, what nice people they are. I mean, I really five stars to the Gallo Center last night.
What a legacy.
And, I don't oftentimes get an opportunity to be a passenger on one of my own trips. And last night,
you were a guest on your own trip.
On my own trip. So, I'm just telling you folks, the only way to go see an entertainer or something is you get on the bus an hour and a half later, you're at the restaurant, you have a nice meal, you get back on the coach, you go to the theater, you pull right up at the front door, you walk inside with your ticket, you're in the sixth row or something like that is where we were. were last night, and it was just the show's over. You walk outside, get on the coach. An hour and a half later, you pull up to the first stop, and you're. It's really the only. I mean, I know it sounds like a Sports Leisure Vacations commercial, but it really truly is the only way to go to any place, Modesto, San Francisco, whatever, for entertainment.
I'm sold. I'm on board.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Let's get on with the news.
Outstanding. Let's find out what's going on. We got a lot of stuff in the news. Of course, the story of the cruise ship that tipped over has been pretty well covered. So let's move on.
What was that line that you had before we went on there?
Is this just an inner ear allergy thing, or is this ship tipped over on its side? I can't tell the difference.
Could you imagine? It's the first night out.
Yeah, with Titanic in 3D, it's just too much.
It's the first night. They hadn't even done the drill yet. Well, Aaron's going to have more on it on the news at the bottom of the hour, and we'll talk about the listing ship. Listen, airlines could profit from a new fee. There's a new $6 fee to Europe that has to do with carbon emissions taxes, and apparently the airlines have instituted a fee that is three times higher than what they really need to collect. Does this sound – stop me if this story sounds familiar at all.
That might be worth $2.6 billion over 8 years. What do you think?
That's what they say, so we'll keep an eye on it for you, but it appears as though the airlines of a never-ending search to nickel and dime the customers there have found one more new. Listen, you heard about the guy who was tasered at the Sacramento airport.
I did.
During the week last week, this guy, 26-year-old Edwin Barton, says he feels deputies overreacted when he ran from TSA security agents at Terminal B.
You don't run from TSA security
agents. No, that's a bad decision. He acknowledged that the account of his behavior by deputies was accurate and that he did break away from TSA agents and was tasered by a deputy. He admitted he pulled the taser barb out. And then was tasered a second time. Boy, some people just don't want to quit.
Now, what was he doing?
He dropped his Greyhound bus ticket after he got off of a Southwest flight, and he was trying to return to the terminal to recover it. You know, he'd gone through security and was trying to get back in. They gave him a pass to get back in, but apparently he had a carry-on bag, and they wanted to, of course,
look
in the bag before he went back, and he didn't want to do that, and I'm guessing he was probably in a hurry. And then it says he suffers from colitis and epilepsy.
Well, if
and
he was didn't, feeling he sick, does now.
Sick when the incident happened, yeah. What an interesting – faces two misdemeanor charges for breach of security and resisting arrest. He was booked into Sacramento County Jail. Wow. No delays, though.
No.
Didn't cause any delays. No. National Pinball Museum is something on the lighter side. The National Pinball Museum is opening. Tom, this is really cool. Baltimore, Maryland. The guy who was he discovered pinball when he was 4 years old. His name is David Silverman. We're going to try to get him as a guest on the Travel Guys.
Bit of an addiction here.
Yes. He has more than 900 machines, and he's got this museum, which was in Georgetown in Washington, D.C. Now it's moving to the Inner Harbor in Baltimore. My National Road Tour is going there in a couple of months, and I'm thinking that now the National Road Tour is going to include a stop at the National Pinball Museum.
And flippers did not exist until 1947.
Really?
Yes.
Boy, you're a pretty smart guy.
It's right here in your notes of the travel
right
news.
Right here in the press release.
I'm looking ahead.
All right, listen. Hey, the captain of that ship, can you believe that? The guy left the ship before all the people got off. Did you hear about that?
He's being charged with something. Something like abandonment.
Against Italian law to be able to get off a ship before all of your people are. So yeah, he's got some problems. Passengers complaining the crew failed to give instructions on how to evacuate. The evacuation drill was scheduled for Saturday afternoon. The only problem was that the drill was scheduled for 5 o'clock and the ship flipped over a couple hours before that. So
I understand it was several miles off course and like ran aground.
That's it. So the captain's got really truly some questions to answer there. Okay, listen, here's a guy, you know how oversized passengers are having some struggles on airlines. Here's a guy with Air Canada. He has decided to sue Air Canada because he's tall, and Air Canada wants extra money for extra legroom seats, and he says that that's a disability. He was born that way. There's nothing he can do about it, and he's entitled to that seat for free, which is probably as legitimate of an argument as – I mean, it's a hard – really and truly, it's almost legit.
It is.
I mean, it's Yeah, I was born that way. Anyways, this weekend, free admission to national parks all over the country. You can take advantage of that through Monday. Guess what, Tom? There is no snow at the top of Yosemite at this time of the year for the first time since 1933. You can drive and stand at Glacier Point. Now, I know there's some snow coming in at the end of the year or at the end of the week, so this is probably going to go away. But it's the first time in over 70 years, that you can get to the high country in Yosemite in January. Also, there's a couple of other times during the year when you can get in for free to national parks. There's a National Park Week in April, a Get Outdoors Day June the 9th, the National Public Lands Day in September, and Veterans Weekend are all freebies for our national parks. And that's the travel news for today.
And the question is now, what do you want in a hotel room? You know, I like ones that don't have any bed bugs. As I start right there.
You think? Let's take a break and come back. We're going to talk with Ed Perkins, who is our consumer travel reporter, about a variety of great topics. And then at 2:35, as Tom mentioned, we're going to give your chance to tell us what you like in a hotel room. Maybe win a $25 dining card from Chili's. We are News FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation right there. I'm Tom
First
Romano.
First ever 26-minute commercial break.
I'm Tom Romano right here. Hey, you know, it pays the bills.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. I understand completely.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Just, you know, whining and sniveling a little bit.
All right. Well, let's see. We've got one of our favorite guests on the line.
We really do. Joining us is Ed Perkins. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to welcome Mr. Perkins. Ed was the editor of the Consumer Reports travel newsletter for a number of years. And Ed was many, many years ago, Ed was the first guy to say some airline should create a seat that where they charge a little bit more and gives people a little bit more comfort. And many years later, it became Economy Plus. And now lots of other airlines are copying the concept because it's apparently a revenue builder. And if it wasn't for Ed, all those years ago, mentioning that was one of your pet peeves years ago, Ed. Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember it very well.
Well, with that being said, Ed, you did it then, and it happened. What are you forecasting now, today, in 2012? That's going to happen in the future.
It's kind of interesting in that the U.S. airlines based in the United States are pretty much going to the Economy Plus concept. Mm-hmm. That United started, and they've added it to Continental and their Continental planes, and now Delta says they're going to do it, and I suspect American's going to have to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the standard, which is the 3 or 4 inches of extra leg room, but still the seats are still a little on the narrow side. And the foreign airlines, on the other hand, are pretty much, most of them are going to a real premium economy, which is even more legroom than Economy Plus and wider seats.
Wider is better based on where we're all been headed over the last several years.
Yeah, we're getting wider and the seats are getting smaller.
That's not working.
There you go. Hey, Ed writes for smartertravel.com, and I should tell you that if you go to travelguysradio.com, anything from the National Pinball Museum to Ed Perkins' columns to all kinds of interesting, cool stuff, you can find at travelguysradio.com. Ed, I wanted to just – you have been writing feverishly here – fervently in the last couple of weeks, and we haven't talked for a while, so I have quite a few things on my list here. Transatlantic airline flights are making stops on the way across the ocean. Is this true?
It's true for some of them, some of the time. And the problem is that several airlines want to have a relatively small airplane on a route that doesn't have an awful lot of traffic, so they use a 757. Well, a 757 was never designed as a transatlantic airplane, so particularly in the winter, westbound flights coming from Europe to the U.S. have to stop in Canada to get a little bit more fuel before they can make it.
So you might buy a nonstop flight and find out that it really, because of the equipment they're using, it really wasn't. What if you had a connection or something?
You then better allow plenty of time for that connection, or else take a flight that doesn't use a 757.
Now, do they tell you ahead of time that there will be a stop, or is it still saying nonstop and then surprise along the way?
Oh, I think it says nonstop. Now, it may be that by the time you actually depart, they may know they're going to have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And if the airline has a grain of sense, it will start rebooking you already if you have a connection. But as far as I know, they don't say in their timetables or when you reserve a week or so ahead, they don't say this plane may stop.
So beware if you're going across the pond, beware that look at your itinerary online, and if it's a 757, then you need to check with the airline, make sure your connection's going to be good. Ed, here's another thing you wrote about last week. You talked about first class upgrades for less than $100.
Yeah, a few airlines are starting to, got that frog in my throat. A few airlines are starting now to give upgrades at the gate if you have a regular economy or coach ticket,
mm-hmm.
if they've got seats available, they'll say, well, do you want to upgrade it? The $90 one that I wrote about was on a pretty short flight, and I don't think a lot of people would take them up on that. I mean, $90 extra for a one-hour flight doesn't seem like a very good deal, but some of them are pretty good. And the reason I did that story is that Air New Zealand announced they were formally going to adopt a system of auctioning off upgrades. And as near as I can tell, it's going to work like Priceline. They tell you, well, if you want to upgrade, give us a price. And then if we like your price, we'll move you up.
If there are seats available, why then we'll decide whether or not it's another way of maximizing revenue. And we've talked about it on this show before, how the airlines are offering discounted first class seats, which of course for those of us who fly a lot means that, you know, they talk about complimentary upgrades. Well, those are my complimentary upgrades that they're offering to Tom for a reduced amount before his flight leaves. Ed, we don't have a whole lot of time here, so I want to move down my list. Delta has made some American is in bankruptcy now, and Delta said, gee, we might want to buy them. And some folks have said, oh, that's ridiculous. That could never happen. What's your take on the whole Delta and American Airlines thing?
I suspect that the Justice Department would have a real severe problem with that. I would certainly hope they would, because that would really cut down on competition and just be an open door for price increases. So I don't know, but you never know. The lawyers can come up with some weird and wonderful things. There's some talk that America West might be interested in buying out American, which would probably go down a little better with regulators.
Yeah, it probably would. America West, of course, which became U.S. Airways, and would be the one airline. Yeah, well, I knew what you were talking about. The one airline that would still be left. Ed, in the time we have left here, you wrote about a week ago about a couple of new discount travel scams in 2012, about the fake regular price scam and the fake optional fee scam. Can you talk a little bit about those?
Yeah, I've been following these flash sales, these private sale sites, and a lot of them have been saying, oh, we get to give you 50% off the regular price. Well, when you look up on Expedia or somebody like that what the regular price is, it isn't anything like what they tell you. And in fact, I found a number of cases, maybe about one out of three, where the supposedly discount price these people claim is actually higher than what you could pay on Expedia. And so, to me, that's a scam. The other scam is the fee that the airlines will tack on that says, well, this is optional, but it really isn't. And I'm talking here about fees to use a credit card online to buy your ticket. And the only way you can avoid that is to go out to the airport and buy your ticket there. And for most people, that's a non-starter. I mean, you drive to the airport, you park. So it's calling it a optional, I think, is just absolutely fake.
Ed Perkins, our consumer reporter, thank you for some time this afternoon.
Thanks, Ed.
That's a lot of information in a short period of time. If you didn't catch it all, you can go to travelguysradio.com where you can find a link to Ed's columns. He is a writer for smartertravel.com and kicks out things two or three times a week that is of great interest to travelers, or you can wait to hear him again on the Travel Guys. Have a good weekend, Ed.
Same with you, guys.
All right. Thank you very much. Ed Perkins on the Travel Guys. After the news, we are going to give away a couple of $25 dining cards. We're going to ask folks, Tom, what they like about hotels.
No bed bugs.
No bed bugs.
That's not a plus. That's
do you like
a
those big comfy? Are you willing to pair it for those big comfy beds, or you just want,
yeah,
you know, just, you know, a cot and three square meals or a free breakfast?
I just want that free stuff in that fridge.
All right. Well, if you get a free stuff, if you want a $25 Chili's dining card, you call us at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. 921-1530, 800-834-1530. After the news, in our feedback segment, we'll take your calls and a couple of you will win a $25 Chili's dining card. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Going places with that sports leisure flair, a world of adventure, and we take you there.
Ah, yes, folks. If you're a Sports Leisure Travel Club member, this is your chance to
that's what happens when you're out of
something.
The room and they start playing the commercial music. This is your Sports Leisure Traveler update for Sunday. Your brand-new newsletter is at the printer and it's coming out next week. All kinds of great day trips, extended trips all over the United States, in fact, all over the world. Our Lucky Travel Club members for today are James Miller and Sylvia Cheng. James Miller and Sylvia Cheng, you have until the end of business Tuesday to call the Sports Leisure Vacations office at 361-TOUR, that's 361-8687, and claim $100 in travel cash. Our secret employee code for today is Tangerine, and that's your Sports Leisure Vacations update for today.
Well, here we are. It's a beautiful Sunday.
It is. It is. What were you doing during the break? You were putting on armbands.
I happened to glance into one of the studio drawers, and inside there are, people know what they are, water wings, those inflatable things that you put on your arms, and I slipped them
on. Going on an Italian cruise line.
I just thought, just in case, you know, this particular program starts to sink, what the heck is, why are they, what are those doing in there? What are those for? The only thing we can figure, Aaron and I decided this was the clear channel, what is known as the emergency.
I don't know, but if you just found this radio show, this is the hour in the middle of the afternoon when radio returns to what it used to be. Remember when people just kind of talked on the radio and they just kind of had a good time? And that's what we're doing. And we're about to talk to you. We are the Travel Guys. Before we went to the news break, we asked you to give us a call at 921-1530 or 800-834-1530. And we were going to ask you what you most looked for in a hotel room, when you book a hotel room, and two of our callers, Tom, see the sealed envelope here?
Yes.
Right inside here are two $25 dining cards from Chili's, and unbeknownst to our callers, designated callers are in here. So when we get done at the end of the program, we'll tell them who won.
Outstanding. I'm very interested to see what people have to say.
All right. Roshan is our first caller in Sacramento. Roshan, when you go for a hotel room, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a good price, and I like it to be really comfortable. I don't want to have to worry about, okay, well, if I have something that I bring back from eating or something that I buy that I need to put in a fridge, I want that to be there, and I don't want to have to worry about paying extra for any of that stuff.
So you want a hotel that has a microwave and a refrigerator, and mm-hmm. you want to be able to have some freedom to be able to in your dining options.
Yes.
Go ahead, Tom.
Do you take a big sniff when you step in the room to see how it smells?
That's the first thing I do, honestly. And if
Me
it
too.
Doesn't smell right, I turn around.
Okay, right. What's the one Good thing in the room that you're afraid to touch?
I strip all sheets and covers and pillows and bring my own. I barely like to sleep on the bed.
Wow, I think you're related to the girls in my family.
Roshan, thank you for your call. Inga in Sacramento, do you strip all of the sheets off of the bed when you go into the hotel?
No, I don't.
What do you look for, Inga?
Well, the two things that I look for specifically and many times is I'm looking for a complimentary breakfast, and then also I look for a fitness center.
Okay, so more about the amenities rather than the room itself, my dear?
Yeah, I try to stay typically to a particular brand or a particular chain, and I've come to know that, okay, I'm going to get pretty much a standard type of room from visit to visit. And, you know, if I go outside of that chain, then the things I am looking for certainly would be the complimentary breakfast. And I look for that because that saves me on time and money. And then a fitness center allows me to access to, you know, their fitness area so I can stay in shape while, you know, I'm traveling.
Mm-hmm. Inga, thank you for your call, and thank you for being a listener to the Travel Guys. Dale in Elk Grove, what do you look for when you go to check into a hotel or you go online to buy a hotel room?
The convenience and the location. Location is very critical to me. It all depends. I have kids with me, and if I go to Disneyland, I'd like the location.
Okay, you're talking about location like close to Disneyland, not necessarily
correct.
Whether your room is on the top floor or not.
It does not matter.
Okay.
So you oftentimes you travel with your family?
Yes.
And do you all stay in one room together?
No, we typically book a suite.
So you're looking for something that, and let me ask you, when you book a suite, are you looking for like a Hampton Inn type of suites with just extra space, or are you looking for a full-service hotel?
A full-service.
Okay. So, see, there's a man who is looking for, thank you for your call, who's looking for, some family-wise, wants enough space to be able, Anita and Loomis, what do you look for in a hotel?
Believe it or not, I look for a coffee pot and coffee in the room, and you'd be surprised how many hotels stock even having that, because I can't wake up unless I have a cup of coffee in the morning. My husband likes to have coffee while he's shaving.
And Anita, you know, I take a lot of people on the road, and that is absolutely one of, when you get to a hotel that doesn't have coffee in the room, you always hear about it the next morning.
And then you wait for room service. By the time you get it, you know, it's just, or you have to go down and you have to dress. You can't go in your pajamas to go get some coffee. The other thing is really a safe location that's close to good restaurants. Because sometimes I go alone, you know, with a friend or something, and some of the, you know, you have to really know the area or, you know, be aware that it's safe and within walking distance and there's really good restaurants.
Anita, thank you very much for your call.
Are you the shower head guy?
Absolutely. I'm big on the shower. If I get up in the morning and I get a step into the shower and the shower is a dud, then the hotel has lost like half of their bonus points. Brad in Fair Oaks is next on the line. Hi, Brad.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What do you look for in a hotel room?
A well-appointed room and a good concierge service, that's for sure, because you need someone to help guide you around the town.
So you're looking for more than just the room itself. You're looking for a little extra service from the hotel. So you're perhaps looking for more of a full-service type hotel. Do you have a chain or a brand name that you like?
Well, you know, we've traveled around quite a bit, and we love the Westin. Everywhere that we go, we always try to stay at some sort of a Westin-affiliated hotel because we feel that the service in the rooms, the cleanliness, but most of all, the customer service that we get, you feel great, and that's the thing. You're paying money. You want to feel good about where you're staying.
Yeah, I agree. The Westins I've stayed in, the people there are just on top of it and always have the answers for you.
And the heavenly beds. Brad, thanks for your call, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We got time for one more here. Betty in Sacramento, you're on with the Travel Guys. What do you look for in a hotel room?
It has to be clean, absolutely clean.
And where do you, when you're looking for clean, where do you look in the hotel for clean? Do you have a special place that you look?
Bathroom first, and the rest of the room after that. But everything has to be spotless and no odors of anything like that.
Thank you, Betty, for your call and for being a listener of the Travel. So a little bit in our feedback segment today, you get a little bit of an idea of what some of our listeners look for. And Tom, what do you look for in a hotel room?
Well, you know, here again, immediately what the room smells like.
Yep.
It can be, you know, so-called non-smoking, and certainly is, or just some other odd odor that's there. You know, obviously, cleanliness, you don't want to see a lot of breadcrumbs or somebody's crackers left over. And a bathroom that has a nice, strong shower head. I will literally go in and check the shower head, in fact, before I even unpack my luggage, because otherwise, I'm out of there.
A man after my own heart.
Yes.
All right. For those of you who did get through and talk to us, thank you very much. And for those that we didn't get to, my apologies. We will announce who won the $25 gift cards at the end of our last segment. When we come back after this break, we're going to have a man from the land down under snuck in here and talked to Tom last week. And also, we're going to check in with one of our road reporters from Disneyland. We are the Travel Guys. This is FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back. We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, and one of our favorite places to shop when we get ready to make
especially
a little
trip, especially when he's having a sale.
When we get ready to travel is, Holloway's Travel Outfitters.
Over at 1150 Fulton Avenue, that's where John Holloway holds court. Tom probably holds court there occasionally, too. But John is having a big semi-annual clothing clearance. Twice a year, John just takes all the clothing and throws it out the door into the parking lot and takes whatever you'll give him for it.
Now, this isn't just everyday, like pair of Levi's stuff. This is special travel wear.
This is like Columbia, sportswear and Royal Robins and Ex Officio. This is good stuff at up to 75% off. So it would behoove you to take a minute and stop by Holloway Travel Outfitters at 1150 Fulton Avenue. And if you couldn't get by Holloway Travel Outfitters, Tom, what would you do?
You would visit their website, packinglight.net or .com.
That's absolutely right. And there you would find lots of information about the 75% off semi-annual clothing clearance at Holloway Travel Outfitters, 1150 Fulton Avenue, open 7 days a week to serve you.
And remember, the thing with the Holloway Travel is not a company that just started up a week ago. These people, this is a family business, been around for a lot of years. For all your travel needs and 75% off clothing right now, it's travel. It's Holloway Travel Outfitters.
And you make a good point. You know what? You can go and buy a suitcase for probably a few dollars cheaper at Walmart or a big box store. But you know what? You're going to get a better piece of merchandise. And would you rather buy it from somebody who's been a local person and been in business for a long time?
Or, you bet.
I hear you. All right. Let's move on here with the Travel Guys. So, Tom, my general manager, our road reporter, Kevin Murphy, is at the happiest place on earth.
I'm jealous.
A place that opened, don't you know, a month to the day after I was born.
Really?
In 1955.
I would have never guessed you.
I'm a Disneyland baby. So.
You know, about the time, well, I won't say, but well, I will too. About the time you were born at that time, I was a couple of years after that, I was taking my first trip to Disneyland.
Really?
I was minus five.
Joining us on the phone is Sports Leisure Vacations road reporter Kevin Murphy, who is at the happiest place on earth. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Mark and Tom. How are you both?
Hey, we're doing very well. Of course, we're not at Disneyland. You are there. And give us an update on the happiest place on earth.
Well, very few people probably know this, but Disney is actually closing in on the final 6 months of a 5-year plan to renovate both the parks and the hotels here at the resort. They have spent just north of $1 billion over the past 5 years.
Now, do you think so far, from what you've seen, it has been well spent?
I do. Actually, most of the work is being done in the California Adventure Park, which is the newer park. It's been around for about 10 years. And when the park first opened, the gates were not doing very well in terms of the number of people coming through them. And so they've done a lot of surveying and a lot of evaluations trying to figure out why most people aren't coming to the park. And they've discovered that it's just not Disney enough. So the past 5 years has been spent incorporating a lot of Disney's more known characters into the rides and the attractions and trying to bring a little bit more nostalgia to the park for folks who are visiting.
Back to the basics. So, Kevin, what does it cost to get into to a Disneyland park these days in Southern California?
Well, there are lots of different options that you have available. You can buy a single entry ticket for any one park. Those generally are around $80. There's a little bit of a discount if you're less than 9 years old. You can also buy a park hopper pass, which is good for any set number of days. That gets you the ability to go back and forth.
All right, that's Kevin Murphy, our road reporter from Disneyland. And earlier this week, Tom talked to a gentleman from Australia, a man from the land down under.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. One of the places I think people love to, if they haven't been there, think about going, it's because it's so far away, and it's the It's the land down under, as they say. And that's Australia. I'm visiting with Matt Knowles. We're going to talk to Matt. Matt's with a company called Sea Escape Travels. And, Matt, welcome to the program. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Good day, Tom.
We found him. What did you say?
Good day.
Good day.
Good day, mate.
That's great. Last time I heard that was when I called to make reservations at Outback Steakhouse. Look, Australia is a really big place to vacation. I mean, where do you begin? Where do people go? Where do you take them?
Well, the most common three locations that people go to are Sydney, The Rock, known as Ayers Rock, or Uluru. Mm-hmm.
So you do go inland.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people want to go see The Rock. It's huge. It's very spiritual, very Aboriginal. And then they also want to go to the reef, the Great Barrier Reef, so up to Cairns. Those are like the three most common locations. But, of course, Australia is basically the same size as the U.S., so it's a huge continent. You can't see it all in one trip. It may take two or three trips even. So for the first trip, it's time pending. How much time do we have? And, you know, what really do you want to see and do?
Now, there's probably optimum times of the year to go to Australia. What do you stay away from? What do you like?
Well, absolutely. Spring and fall are the two best. And uniquely enough, their seasons are exactly the opposite of ours. So our spring is their fall is our spring. So you can't go wrong if you pick spring or fall. That way it's not too hot, and you're not going to get too cold and possibly too wet. They do get snow in Australia.
Now, you were talking about here again, it's a big country. You're going to need some time. You can't do it all in one bite. But for your first bite, how long should you plan to go?
Well, you want at least two full weeks. 2 weeks is going to give you 12 nights because it takes two nights to get there. You've got an overnight flight plus across the international dateline, and that gives you 12 nights. Now, for 12 nights, I would recommend three cities, four nights in each, and it keeps it very relaxed. You fly between each city. Domestic flights are a piece of cake. They have airlines, three different airlines to choose from that get you around. That's a nice, relaxing trip. If you can squeeze a third week or even better, a fourth week, we can go to another location, possibly two more, and really make it relaxed and comfortable.
Now, you mentioned 2 weeks and 2 days to get there. How many bags?
Two bags, 50 pounds each.
Really?
Yep. So that's plenty. That's probably more than you're going to need. Most people take way too much. It's not a third world country. If you're missing something, you can buy it when you get there. But you really, it's comfortable. It's casual. T-shirts, jeans, shorts.
So you don't have to, you know, take like winter clothes and summer clothes and be just in case kind of thing.
It's
pretty much a summertime weather.
Yeah.
What kind of weather do they have?
Basically, as I said, the same as ours. It can be very, very hot and humid up in the tropical north end, but it can be cold, cloudy, rain down in the south end, depending on the time of the year, of course, that you go. But you take a couple pairs of Dockers, a pair of jeans, a couple pairs of shorts, and a complimentary of shirts, and you're set.
What kind of accommodations, what kind of places do you stay? What's your favorite resorts there?
Well, they've got everything from budget backpacker style all the way up to, believe it or not, six star. And six star is the latest buzz. And all that really means is it has butler service. Mm-hmm. But they have some of the most amazing resorts in the world. One of my most favorite in the entire world is located on Kangaroo Island, south of Adelaide. And that is a resort called Southern Ocean Lodge. And it will just blow you away. And it's pricey. It is a five star. It is all inclusive. But amazing. If you want something with amazing landscape, not so much ocean, Woolgan Valley, just outside of Sydney, about 2 hours outside of Sydney. For an island, of course, you can stay on different islands. I've got several different islands that are luxurious and amazing. Hayman first comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hayman is just beautiful. And, of course, snorkeling, diving right from the resort. Absolutely fantastic.
All right. You know that you've listened to the Travel Guys. You know we're kind of off the beaten path kind of guys. Where in Australia are you? Do you have places off the beaten path, those little secret nooks that only Matt knows about?
Yep, lots of them. Probably one of the most obscure ones, but very, very low cost to get in. I think it's about $5, if even that. It's right around the corner from Sydney. You can take a ferry to get there, or you can take a bus over to Manly Beach, and that is a place called Q Station. And Q Station stands for Quarantine Station, and it's where in the 1850s all the ships that came into Sydney Harbor had to stop there. And the history is just absolutely amazing. So that's a nice hidden secret. Also, while you're in Sydney, try to be there on a Saturday. Saturday is when the big rocks markets happens, where everybody sells their wares. Now, another little hidden secret is down in Tasmania. Tasmania is called the island state. Life moves a lot slower down in Tasmania. It's very comfortable. Great place to do a self-drive. So, yes, you can learn how to drive on the left side of the road. Mm-hmm. It is possible in Tasmania. Also on a Saturday for the Salamanca markets, there's some excellent history of the convict sites down Tasmania. And we have an exclusive agreement with a wildlife sanctuary where we can get you in behind the scenes, behind the gates, and you can touch and feel and hold some of these unique animals.
Matt Knowles with Sea Escape Travel, one of his specialties, obviously, Australia. You've been just a world of great information today, Matt, and we really, really appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us. Once again, folks, go to travelguysradio.com. We'll have a link there to Matt's website at seaescapetravel.com. Everything you would ever want to know about Australia and how to get there. Probably at the best price, too.
Absolutely. We'll beat the Internet.
We'll be there. Matt, good day.
Thanks, Tom. Good day.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys right here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
And
more to come.
We are going to be heading down the road here in just a moment, so let's take care of some housekeeping. Our winning callers, the opening of the envelope here, please. Our winning callers.
You tore the tickets in half.
No, I did not. These are the Chili's gift cards. They go to Roshan and Betty were the two callers. And so, Roshan and Betty, you will be notified by our call screener. Thank you all of the callers who participated today. Next week, the California Academy of Sciences has animal attractions. And Ben Schlapp.